is the Chris Abraham Show.
Welcome to the Chris Abraham Show, Season 4, Episode 27. I think that's 27, or is it 27? 27? Or is it 27? Je ne sais pas. I thought I would start this right when that vehicle decided that I was going to go beep, 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 back up. Hopefully it stops. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I am underdressed and I am cold. While it's 63 degrees here in Arlington, Virginia, it is also super, a little bit rainy. Super, like, overcast, a little bit one of those cold, windy days, not like a humid, muggy winter day. I mean, autumn day, but it's a total autumn day, but I'm still in a black t-shirt and shorts, so I am cold. I cannot deny. Luckily, it's not raining anymore. I had my lunch in a bus stop shelter on Walter Reed Drive, and that's where I came up with today's episode. It is about hunger, and what it's like to be full, and the fact that I feel like I got full before I ate everything today, and that might be one of the side effects of what my cardiologist is doing with me on this carnivore diet, which is trying to reset everything, reset my metabolism, reset my portions, reset my addictions, reset my being, my allergens, my allergies, my gut biome, etc. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. I will talk to you soon. Welcome back. My name is Chris Abraham. This is Chris Cast, Season 4, Episode 27. And 27. Hey Google, what is the Spanish word for 27?
In Spanish, that's 27. By the way, I can now translate back and forth. To try it, just keep speaking in either language. Or say, cancel at any time.
Cancel. Cancel. Cancel at any time. Cancel. 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 You piece of bugger. All right, well, as you know, or maybe you don't know, My cardiologist suggested, because of my obesity and addiction to food, even though I vanquished all of my other demons, drink, sloth, all those things, he thought he would give me an extremely strict diet for the holidays. So until the December 28th, I think, I am eating strictly carnivore diet. And what that is it's exclusively fatty meat, eggs, salt, water, coffee, black tea, black coffee, maybe a little bit of dairy because that's also carnivore. But purists, all they eat is fatty meat with salted, not even peppered or paprika or cayenne or any of that stuff, and water. Maybe some salted water because of I add Elementi with flavor to my diet because I've tried the Elementi element additive that's just salt, magnesium and potassium, and it tastes like I'm drinking, it honestly tastes like I'm drinking saltwater fish water. And that's it, really, just water, black coffee, and meat and eggs. So today, last night, I put a big slab of chuck, not chuck, a big slab of roast into my slow cooker and cooked it overnight. And this morning, it was done. And I tried to eat a big helping for breakfast, but I couldn't eat that much. And I have like a big portion in a vacuum container, but I tried to eat it at the bus stop and I only ate half of it. And it's, fatty and it's salty and it's meaty and it's beefy. And now I know what it's like to be full. To me, it feels a little bit like I'm couldn't eat another bite more or I'm gonna feel sick. So Dr. Luck said that that's a couple bites more than satiated, but to me it seems to be a binary, and usually I can eat until I'm through everything. And today, like, I just ate a portion this morning, and then it's like, oh, okay. So I put the rest of it in this vacuum container and brought it with me, and then thought I would eat all of that for lunch, but it just didn't turn out that way. And so I thought to myself, wow, that might be what satiety, being satiated feels like. And so I'm running with it. I closed up the vacuum container, the thermos of roast meat with salt on it. That slow cooked all night, so it's, that kind of breaking apart kind of beef with the fat not cut off. You need to eat the fat in this diet. I didn't put any hot sauce or anything. It was just plain. And I'm done. I have half the portion left, and I'll probably eat that at 4 or 5 o'clock. It is currently 12:50 a.m., 12:50 p.m., sorry. There you have it. I never knew what that feeling was like. I know that when I'm sick, sometimes I'm off my food, but I take it that people who have portion control are partially just sort of a little bit off their food. So, they like to eat, and then when it becomes unpleasurable, which I assume is their concept of being satiated, or full, they just kind of go off their food and don't want to eat anymore. I can't imagine, based on the idea of being satiated, that it has exclusively to do with a certain level of comment dire, discipline. I don't think it's fully discipline. I don't think my buddy Keith, I don't think he's like orders something and only eats, 12 bites of it because he's worried about his pretty little cute figure. I just, I know that my buddy Mark is more concerned over his figure. At least he's honest in his vanity, more honest than I am. But even I know that in college, he used to bloat on an entire pizza late at night from, someplace up in Adams Morgan, where he would bloat on, he called it bloat. But I know now that, he eats to satiety. Satiety, is that a word? I do not know what the word is, so that's why I'm replacing it with to satiation, or till he's satiated. It's a really weird feeling, and I don't like it. I don't like the fact that after... Here we are. I live in a city. Feels like suburbs, but I'm in a city. Sexy South Arlington, Walter Reed Community Park. There are no people playing pickleball. There are no people playing basketball. Like I said, it's 10 till 1. Ooh, there's a pickleball players. I don't know if you can hear that in the distance. But it's kind of like totally gray. Like it feels like... Feels a little bit like Berlin, a low ceiling of gray clouds. One thing I noticed today, and this is a complete aside, is that I appreciate Arlington because if you're up and out early enough, you realize that there are mechanical gnomes everywhere. There's mechanical gnomes in, or mechanical elves, whatever you call them when you're on DMT, going around in white American-made vehicles with the emblem of Arlington on it, and they are washing streets and sweeping streets and blowing leaves out of the way and throwing away garbage and cleaning up and organizing and fixing pipes and taking notice. And in other words, the reason why South Arlington and probably North Arlington are such to me, Shangri-Las or utopian areas is because they spend a lot of resources. A lot of resources go back into the system. And I always used to be really impressed by that whenever I was in Paris, because, you see the esprit de corps of the les Français, when they send around vacuum trucks and street washing trucks and street scrubbing trucks and trucks that are giant vacuum cleaners and dudes like vacuuming the garbage from the curb and the gutter. And they're generally, wearing, is it white or blue or yellow? I don't know, but I don't remember. But that kind of esprit de corps, that kind of je ne sais quoi, like that pride in space, in how you come across, that obsession with beauty doesn't happen on its own. You can see that in Manhattan right now. Manhattan, I haven't been in a while, but they just have not found an antidote for the smell of piss. Not even ubiquitous, what are they called, pretzel vendors, or ubiquitous chestnut vendors during the holidays can get rid of the smell of piss and garbage that tends to become the olfactory reminder that you're in Manhattan. I knew that there was a little bit of smell of piss in Berlin, but that's only because the Berliners are so eco-friendly that they refuse to ever flush the toilet because they're afraid of wasting water. So they do that to themselves, because if you know anything about Berlin, is they've got They've got all the water in the world. They're surrounded by lakes. They've got so much water that they could waste it out the wazoo. They just refuse to. Back to my hunger and my satiation and my fullness and my foodness. If these are the things that one unlocks by playing the video game known as carnivore diet, is I think it's less about eating only meat or any type of ideology surrounding the fact, like, you know, Liver King, any ideology around the fact that we are, in fact, carnivores who periodically eat tubers for macronutrients or whatever, that we mainly consume meat and not even vegetables or leaves or whatever, leaves or leafy vegetables. I'm not an ideologist like that at all. And you know, I don't care about killing animals. I don't even really care about killing anything. You know, we're not immortal. If we were immortal, killing and dying would be much more of a big deal. But because, you know, we're pretty much fragile earth monkeys, everybody dies. So getting in touch with that is just good housekeeping. But forget about the ideology. I'm not like committed to saying awful things like salad is for bunny rabbits or any stupid stuff like that. I would love to eat a universal diet of eggplant parmesan and pasta marinara. Pasta puttanesca for the rest of my life. But I am being ruthless and rigorous and vigilant about this. The only thing that I'm hacking is I'm eating every morning in pill form. I'm eating whatever that husk thing is that, you know, gives you fiber. Some sort of husk. I forgot what it's called. I'll let you know if I think about it. But aside from putting pills filled with non-nutritional fiber supplement into my body, I'm following this rigorously. A couple weeks ago when I was starting, I would sometimes add, you know, hot sauce, and then I would get lazy and I'd put some mayonnaise, or I'd put tomato ketchup, or, you know, I was playing it loose and easy. But now I'm not even putting pepper. Like, I'm just like, man, I gotta stuff this beef down my throat. I really like the taste of beef, especially salted beef. I don't really need hot sauce in addition. There's plenty of salt in this, and so I'm good with it. I went through, like I said, I still have some of the slow-cooked roast beef left in this, what's the brand? Zojirushi vacuum thermos. And I still have half a canteen of 40 ounces, so 20 ounces of Elementi. I think it's called like pina colada flavor hydration mix. And that's it. I have a package of liverwurst at home because I'm told that liver is good for other types of nutrients. And because I grew up with loving liverwurst sandwiches, I know they're processed and there's some carbs in there, but I heart me some liverwurst. Last night, I did cheat. I had Claussen pickles and I had Sauerkraut. And so I did have those things because I thought that they were maybe good for my biome, my belly bugs. But I don't know if that knocked me out of something, but I was feeling a little fragile yesterday because I haven't rode for 3 days on the erg, even though I promised I'd do 10,000 meters a day. And that's because 2 days ago I did something stupid. I was really feeling peckish. I hadn't reached feeling full yet, and I went downstairs and bought a package of beef uncured hot dogs and had them boiled them and ate them way too close to Betty Bye, and so I had terrible acid reflux and stuff, and popped into tachycardia, popped into AFib. I had a night of sweaty, awful terrors. And then yesterday I popped back in and I'm fine now. But like, I need to remember not to eat, you know, after 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And that really, you know, the trigger for me is that, you know, is the acid reflux that, or the inflammation or any of those things that make sleeping hard. And when I have the acid reflux and I don't sleep well, then my body reacts badly. My heart reacts badly. I think it, I keep on saying vagus nerve, but I think it's vagal nerve. And then my whole body goes, dum bum 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 ba, bum 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 ba. And I flirt with awfulness, and I don't want awfulness. So, on that note, I'll let you know how it goes, but I'm pretty psyched about this. And I don't feel a lack of performance anymore. I don't feel the keto flu. I don't feel like I'm being tragic during the day. I do not feel like desperado when I'm at the cafe. I don't even feel like I'm drinking that much coffee. I had half a pot left yesterday from my stovetop cafe Bustelo on my 19 cup, if you will, what is it called? Mocha Express. I had half a carafe left on that. So I drank that cold. I had put it in the fridge, drank it cold this morning. And then I had 2 of my, you know, coffees at Iditos, and then didn't want any more. You know, I'm probably won't have any more coffee today. I'm going to, after I record this, I'm going to go home and work from home for the rest of the day. And maybe have some liverwurst, or maybe just save this this salty meat. This salty, fatty meat. I have 2 frozen pounds. 2 pounds, 5 pounds. But the only time I can find 73% lean ground beef at my Giant is when they sell it as fancy Kobe. And in my Giant, it's actually quite superior ground beef. But it is redder than I'm used to, which is nice because it looks fresher. But it just might be red dye number 6. And it has a higher fat content because most of the time bulk ground beef comes in either 80, 85, 90 or greater percent leanness. And the carnivore diet is a high fat, moderate protein diet. It's not a high protein diet. It's a high fat, moderate protein diet. So I need to maximize that. In other words, when I finished my salty meat, I dumped butter on top of it. So butter is actually to fortify the fat content to make it as high fat as possible. So when it comes to condiments, do not put a condom joke in here. When it comes to condiments, I think that butter is better. Like, everybody on this diet adds all the butter. And so, you know, when I prepared this Zojirushi vacuum thermos bottle of beef, when I was done, I dumped in a bunch of butter on top, and that sort of just infused the meat. And so the meat tastes like buttery beef, which is what they serve you, I guess, at steak restaurants. Just do not cook the steaks. I'm just not really good at cooking steaks on pans and doing all that, like, browning, blackening stuff. So I've just decided to cheap out and buy fatty cuts of roast and just throw them into the slow cooker. Give them, you know, between 8 and 15 hours, and then see what happens then on low. And then leave the pans for this ground beef, you know, which I then, believe it or not, I put it into a cold pan. I don't preheat it. I kind of form it into the pan and then turn on the heat. And if I leave it long enough, it actually is good because I don't need to treat the pan with any fat, because when the pan heats slowly, it starts to render the fat from the beef before it even gets hot enough to start cooking the beef. So it's almost like cooking it in tallow. And then when I know it's done and crispy, if you know anything about cast iron or even stainless steel or any type of pans, when you put meat in a pan, there is what's called a release point. And that's a point where there's enough of a char or enough of a char or it gets to the point where molecularly it no longer sticks to the pan. This is a problem a lot of people have. They just do not let something cook long enough for it to release itself. It happens with fish, it happens with chicken, it happens with beef, and it even happens with eggs. So, on that note, my next few meals are probably going to be ground beef, ground Kobe, 73% ground beef, and eggs. And I got like these eggs from Giant that have like especially vivid yolks, because I'm freaking tired of seeing people on YouTube with their freaking personal hens who have these awesome bright orange and bright yellow and completely technicolor egg yolks that make the eggs look so healthier than the really lame, pale, convenience store, almost out of date, commercially produced chicken eggs that, you know, I don't even know if there's any nutrition in there. All right, mahalo. Love you guys. Auf Wiedersehen. The next segment is going to be how you can contact me. But you never do. I don't even know why I do those extra segments. How about this? Fuck you. You don't get a contact me section this time. If you want me to add a content section about how to contact me, all y'all can do that by contacting me and asking me to put it back in there. Otherwise, no more contact, because I just say the same thing over and over again. Maybe I can hire someone on Fiverr who will be willing to do that. Again, this is season 4, episode 27, episode 27, or is it 27? I don't know. I wish I remembered my Portuguese numbers. Anyway, it's episode 27, I think. Je pense. J'espère ça. Yo creo que sí. Yo espero que sí. Yo no sé. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüssi. And I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.